I'm Lewis Jefferson. I'm 18 years old. I go to Glen Gormley High School, where I study leisure and tourism, moving image arts, and media studies. I like football. I like support Manchester United. If there's anyone in the crowd,
you've got about half the room on side, and about half the room maybe don't like you right now because you mentioned Man United. But anyway, Lewis, you're a little involved in church as well. What have you been involved in church over the past few years?
I go to Fort McNabbey BB, so I just finished there. Really enjoyed it. I've made some great mates and stuff for it.
Brilliant. So, okay, Lewis, do you want to tell us a wee bit about the journey you've been on over the past few years?
Well, my journey really started about 2 years ago. I was running about with a bad crowd, just doing, just getting into trouble and stuff, and not really caring what anyone really thought about me. And it all started really at Coast 2013. I was in the toilets with the mates at the time, and we got caught with drugs. We got caught with weed. We got caught in the act. We got caught grinding it, and we got asked to leave. And funny enough, at the time, it was my mum's boss who caught me, which is never good. So we got asked to leave, but at the time, I didn't really care. That was just a big ego boost for me. Just thought I was mad, really. So where it goes. But I remember waking up that morning and thinking to myself, what am I turning into, you know what I mean? I just went down to my mum and told her, and just started to cry. I just knew that I had to get away from that group. And lucky enough, I did. And I went back to my old friends. I started coming along to church, and thank goodness that I did, because I don't know where I'd be today. I started coming along to church. But I just sat at the back and didn't really pay attention as well, as I think it was just a way to give me something to do on a Sunday. And just sat on the phone, on Facebook, on Instagram, playing doodle jump like you do.
Don't give them ideas, half of them are going for that.
So I didn't really have an interest. It was good just hanging about with my friends and stuff and being in that atmosphere, but I didn't really listen to the sermons or anything. And then I just slowly started to fade away from it, from church completely, and started fading away from some of my old friends. And Bethlehem was a big part of my life for me. It was a really dark stage for me in life. I came around to see my mum because she was acting in it, and I just remember getting this feeling. It kind of came across to me. I was just like, I don't really want to be here anymore. I don't know why. I think as the saying goes, life got a wee bit too much for me. I just started losing a lot of weight. Didn't really eat. My diet consists of coffee and cigarettes, which was really bad. This was like a walking ghost. It was like terrible. And it's when you have to wake up in the morning, like, and you look at yourself and you look what you've kind of turned into. Instead of being grateful for what you have in life, you have like loving family, you have loving friends, and I think it just took me a while to get there, if you know what I mean. But as time moved on, I finally got there, and that's when I met Jamie McMillan. He's been a great help to me, and it all started from, he sent me a link on Facebook. It was to do with Oasis, and we were performing live somewhere, and I was like, oh, that's cool. He like started taking me out the Ashers, like out for lunch and stuff, where I could ask him questions about God. And I'd always had a good idea. Like I knew who he was, you know what I mean? Because I grew up in a Christian household, and I went to Sunday school over in Bysillam, Presbyterian, and went to BB. So I'm a grand as a pastor, so I always knew like who he was, and I always had a good understanding. But he like helped me understand a wee bit more, really. So, yeah.
Lewis, I'll be honest, you've done about three questions here. It's unbelievable just sitting and listening to you tonight. So I suppose that's a lot of your journey that's maybe brought you up to the last few months. Can you talk us through maybe some of the turning points for you over the past 2 or 3 months?
February time, I came to a bit of a crossroads in my life. I didn't really know what to do. I just, you know, that like start of year, it's just after Christmas, there's nothing really to look forward to. I just kind of came to that crossroad, but I didn't know what to do, either to go forward or to go back. So, stupidly enough, I decided to go back. I then wasn't away for that long, though. I was like away for about a week. And certain events took place that, thankfully, that they did take place that allowed me never to go back that way. And so then I was stuck in the middle again, didn't know what to do. And as cheesy as this sounds, it's where like I met my wee angel, as I call her, Megan. Sorry for embarrassing you. But no, she is.
That's brownie points. You've done well there. That's good.
No, because I call her that because it was like my granny had just taken a fall at the time. And then I went down that way of life, and she kind of just like dragged me forward and like stuck by me side by side and said, come on, like let's move forward, if you know what I mean. And thankfully, she's still by my side today, pushing me forward and brought me along to church again, so she said. And it's been brilliant just to be involved, and this time I took a better interest in it. And it came to the service we had here at Easter on the Friday about Billy Graham and the wee video that we showed. And I remember the prayer team being up around the stage, and they were just doing their thing, and I remember turning around to some of my friends and just saying like, wow, like it's the first time I've ever seen like people need church in their lives. And more importantly, I think it's I need a church in my life, you know what I mean? And I thought it was brilliant, and that was a real eye-opener.
You were also telling me you made me buy a hot chocolate there a couple of weeks ago, and you were telling me a little bit about reading your Bible for the first time or again.
Mm-hmm.
After you got it at the BB display. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what God was speaking to you through His Word?
I got a Bible given to me for leaving the BB, and I just opened it and I randomly just started reading it, and it was on the book of Hosea, and so I just randomly started reading it. And like, if any of you haven't read it, you really should. It's really good. So I started reading it, and I got like a message about like came across to me, and it was like Hosea, the prophet of Israel, and the way he gets like assigned by God, basically they get married. That's okay, but like he gets asked to marry a prostitute, and her name's Gomer.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't really know how he makes it, but Gomer, and so he does, and life goes on, and they have kids and stuff, and everything's looking well, and he wakes up one day and she's gone, and like, what do you do, you know what I mean? Like, you wake up and your wife's not there anymore. But the Bible doesn't tell us how long she's away for. All we know that is she is gone, and so he continues, and his ministry grows, and he continues the Word of God talking to people, and God comes to him again and says, I want you to go get her back. And he does. And the way I see it, like, pictured it in my head, it's like him going through, like, the red light district of Israel to find his wife again. And he's asking around, have you seen my wife? And he finds her. And he goes to take her home, and, like, a man stops him, and he says, you have to pay for her. Like, why should he have to pay for something that's already his, if that makes sense? So never mind the embarrassment of having to go around and ask people, have you seen my wife? But he also has to like pay for it, has to go into his own pocket and put his own money. He has to pay for his wife, which is already his. He's already married to her, you know what I mean? So he brings her home, and basically he turns around to her and says, if you be loyal to me, I'll be loyal to you, and let's give us another try. The message I got from that was like God's love for humanity. Where I'm Gomer, like, I'm not a prostitute or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, I'm going to do stuff in life that I, like, I know that I shouldn't, and I know that's going to be wrong, like the way she went back through her old life. But no matter what I do wrong, like, God, who's there, picture, like, he'll come looking for me. I mean, he'll never leave me. And he paid the price for me. He died on the cross for my sins to be forgiven, so I can stand up here, or sit here, sorry, and like, tell you my story. So I thought it was pretty cool.
Lewis, you are a brave young man, and we want to say thanks for...